online today at everlineliving.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. Hims.com/radio.
Hi, friends. Mickey Poller here. We'd love for you to join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Poller Show right here on The Roar. We're going to review the sports weekend, review the trip to Truist Park and the Braves and the Yankees series. We're going to review the British Open from Royal Port Rush. Our guest will be Dr. Steve Martin, our sports med segment brought to you by Arthrex. Also, get you caught up on everything else that happened over the sports weekend. We'd be delighted if you join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Poller Show right here on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. As God is my witness, you can actually play Luis Torrens of the New York Mets on Underdog to hit a home run with a payout of 4.94. Listen, Luis Torrens's payout on a home run ought to be like $4 million, not 4.94. All right. I have a better chance of hitting a home run sitting here in Easley than Luis Torrens does of hitting a home run. And then Tyron Taylor, this is just done to aggravate me, Ron. Tyron Taylor and Luis Torrens are both up here in the fours. Like, come on, man. Can I take these guys to, what can I take these guys to do? Anything negative? No, it's all positive. I mean, you actually, like Tyron Taylor's total bases are 0.5. I mean, it's all positive. I can't take any. I want to take a negative on one of these guys. Let me just see what this says. Higher than 0.5 RBIs. Are you freaking kidding? There's no chance on God's green earth I'm taking either of those guys higher than any of that. No, nay, nay. All right. What I am going to do is this. I am going to play $40 in this deal. And I am taking Nafisa Collier higher than 19.5. I am taking Jonathan Cannon, the White Sox pitcher, higher than 3.5 strikeouts against John Heights Pittsburgh Pirates. But I am going to take O'Neill Cruz. He's feeling confident after the home run derby at higher than 2.53 to hit a home run. And I'm going to take Sean Manaea of the Mets to strike out more than higher than 4.5 batters. So that's what I'm doing. And this is one of those lottery plays. I have $40 on it at a 60% boost. If I win, it will pay $1,126. And I'm in right now. So there you go. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. All right, Ramona, we have lots to get to, and we're going to get to that, and a couple of stories that I think you will enjoy. So all of that. Oops, I don't want to do that. All of that is coming up. All right, Ramona. I have ranked the toughest college football schedules for the upcoming season. And since I did this several weeks ago, we have not touched on this at all. I am a bit removed from this list at this point. I have my hand-scribbled rankings or hand-scribbled schedules of most of these teams that I was evaluating at the time. And so I probably have all of these schedules written down. But I'm still going to have you pull them up just as part of this conversation. All right, so starting at the bottom. And really, this is the Elite 11. I don't know if we can copy that. We'll have to figure out a different title for it. But I actually have 11 schedules ranked. Number 11, Ramona, and our little give me a little drum roll action. Number 11 is Alabama. I think Alabama has the 11th toughest schedule in the country. I know it doesn't start out that way. All right, so let's take a look at Alabama, and you pull up these schedules too, Ramona, as we're doing this. Again, I do have them written down here. So Alabama opens at Florida State, which I think is a tough game. I mean, they're a 12-point favorite. I'm not sure Alabama can really be a 12-point favorite over anybody with a pulse. The question is, does Florida State have a pulse? That's a good question. We're going to find out together. You know, Thomas Castellanos apparently has backed off some of his prior comments, some of his prior positive comments, and now he's trying to separate himself from his own teammates. Oh, yeah, I was just talking about that bunch of losers I'm going to be playing with this year. You know, that's really what you want. That's, you know, Castellanos was way better off saying what he did before than what he's saying now. Way better off. But at Florida State, relatively tough game to start. Then they have UL Monroe. Obviously, they suck. But the next game is Wisconsin. You know, we'll find out what Wisconsin has. It's still, you know, look, when you look at the start of the season and you say, well, Alabama's playing at FSU and they're playing Wisconsin the first three games, that's pretty good. You know, that's pretty tough. Then game four is at Georgia. So it doesn't get any easier. You know, again, they might win those first three games, but they might not. You know, again, at FSU is going to be a challenge. Wisconsin's still going to be a bit of a physical challenge. And then you go from that to at Georgia. This is not the usual way of SEC scheduling. After Georgia, they get Vandy at home. Well, you know, is that to their advantage? I mean, they will be the favorite, but are they the favorite? Diego Pavia certainly doesn't think so, and he doesn't care where he plays. Now, he beat Alabama last year at Vandy, but he's not worried about going to Tuscaloosa and playing. He's already proven he can go to the Plains and win. So Diego Pavia doesn't care. Vandy is going to be better than people think. I mean, I believe I gave out Vandy on our win total plays. I don't know if you have that handy, but I believe I gave out Vandy as one of our win total plays. And I think I took it. Actually, I know I did. I took it at a lower number and paid a higher price because I'm so confident they're going to clear that lower number. Of course, that depends on Pavia's health. But I think Vandy, you know, is potentially like an 8-win football team.
Yeah, over 4.5 minus 177.
Yeah, I paid a really steep price to go to the higher than 4.5 deal. But I still, I'm not worried about it because I just think Vandy is clearly going to beat that mark. So I'm not at all concerned about it. I mean, honestly, they're just giving you money. If you could still get that, I would play that. I wouldn't be worried about the minus 177. In any case, the next game is at Missouri. I don't know that they win that. Then they're home to Tennessee. Then they're at South Carolina. I know there are going to be a 7.5-point favorite in that deal. I don't know how. I don't think they win that. Then they have LSU at home. I don't think they win that. Then they have Oklahoma at home. I don't think they win that. Then they have Eastern Illinois before they wind up the season at Auburn on the Plains, and I don't think they win that. which is why I ranked Alabama number 23. And it's why I don't have them in the playoff again. And this schedule, excuse me, this schedule, they have road games at FSU, at Georgia, at Missouri, at South Carolina, and at Auburn. I don't think that bodes well for them. I don't. And they have home games later in the year. Well, they have home games with Vandy, LSU, and Oklahoma. I don't think they sweep those games either. So that schedule is tough. You know, even by, you know, look, there were years that Nick Saban had some powder puff schedules at Alabama. Caleb DeBoer not getting that same type of respect. He doesn't have any powder puff schedule there at all. So, yeah. This is... I cannot read your text, Dexter 607. Not for the life of me. I cannot read that text. Never, Texter 608 says, never in my life did I think I would hear someone say Vandy football would be good and at the same time be in agreement. Yeah. For the texter who also wrote and said he just tuned in, this is my rankings of the 11 toughest schedules in the country for this coming college football season. I don't know how I got to 11. I really have no idea. I think I just surrendered after 11. So it's the elite 11 of schedules, the toughest schedules in the country. So Alabama comes in at 11 for me. Next up on my list, Ramona, number 10. Number 10 is Kentucky. And pull these schedules up, Ramona, as we go through this, and you can confirm this, because, again, I have all this handwritten from several weeks ago. Kentucky opens with Toledo at home. I'm not sure they win. I think when your quarterback is Zach Calzada and Vegas has your number at 4.5 and Toledo is a football program, I am not overly confident in Kentucky's ability to win that game. I'll tell you what. Toledo's a double-digit dog. I forget what that spread was. I'm pretty sure I gave that spread out. I would take Toledo in those points all day long. I mean, Kentucky might win that game, but if they do, it's going to be like 27-24, something of that sort. I think that's it. I think that's right. So I'm not sure they win that game. I can't label that as tough, but it's going to be tough for Kentucky. All right, the second game of the year is Ole Miss. Okay, that's tough in your second game of the season. Plus, Ole Miss owes them one because Kentucky upset Ole Miss last year in the first SEC game of the year. Game three, confirm these, Ramona. Game three is Eastern Michigan, so still cake. This is where this schedule turns brutal, right here. And remember, your quarterback is Zach Calzada. Not that that really has anything to do with the degree of difficulty of the schedule. Here's South Carolina's schedule, or Kentucky's schedule, excuse me, after those first three games. And again, in those first three games, at best, they're winning two of them. And I would not be surprised if they only win one. Then they go into this stretch of six games. At South Carolina, that's a big L. At Georgia, that's a big L. Home to Texas, that's a big L. Tennessee at home, that's a little L. At Auburn, that's a big L. And home to Florida, that's an L. Right? I mean, I don't think they win any of those games. I think they go 0-6 in that stretch of games. And if they do win a game, it will be one, and it would probably be Tennessee at home because I don't believe in them either. That game's at Kentucky. But that stretch of games, I mean, again, they're going to go to South Carolina, where South Carolina is going to pummel them. Then they go to Georgia, where Georgia pummels them. And then they get the benefit of coming home to play Texas, which is not going to go well for Kentucky. It just is not. And then, again, Tennessee at Auburn and Florida. Those six games, good luck, Kentucky. That six consecutive games is about as brutal a stretch as you can have. After that, And are you confirming, Runa, that these games are correct?
Yeah, so far you're right.
Tennessee Tech, after that, they get a break. Then they're at Vandy. They're not winning at Vandy. And then they're at Louisville, and they're not winning at Louisville. So, you know, I think that schedule, from a Kentucky standpoint, sucks. I mean, it's very, very difficult. Ole Miss at home, at South Carolina, these six in a row, at South Carolina, at Georgia, home to Texas, home to Tennessee, at Auburn, home to Florida, and then the final two games at Vandy and at Louisville. That's brutal. That's if you're Kentucky, that's no gouda. There's no way around that. So I have Kentucky as the 10th most difficult schedule. I'm not even sure about that. This might be higher than that in terms of degree of difficulty. All right, Ramona. Number nine is South Carolina. Now, okay, I have theirs too. South Carolina opens with Virginia Tech. You know, not an easy opener, but, you know, game they're going to win. Then I can't read my own writing, Ramona. What under the South Carolina State?
Yeah, South Carolina State.
Then Vanderbilt at home. That's going to be a tough game, even though it's in Columbia. Then they're at Missouri. Then they get Kentucky at home. Maybe that's the tiebreaker here, is that they get the game with Kentucky at home. I don't know. But then this is their stretch of five consecutive games. They're at LSU, home to Oklahoma, who I have preseason 10 in the country. They're home to Bama. Then they're at Ole Miss. Then they're at A&M. Then they have Coastal, and then they have Clemson. So it's very similar to Kentucky's schedule in a lot of ways. It's a very high degree of difficulty. If somebody wanted to flip these two, Kentucky and South Carolina, I could understand that. In fact, looking at it, I would probably flip them. So let's reverse that, Ramona. Let's with the July 18th look, let's reverse South Carolina and Kentucky. All right. So let's put Kentucky's schedule at 9 and South Carolina's at 10.
All right.
But again, really difficult schedule. Vandy at home. Again, you open with a real game with Virginia Tech. Vandy at home, at Missouri, at LSU, Oklahoma. These are five in a row. At LSU, Oklahoma at home, Bama at home, at Ole Miss, at A&M. That's brutal. And then at the end of the year, Clemson. So that schedule is very, very difficult. There's no way around that. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage will tell you who has the 8th most difficult schedule, in my opinion, when we get back.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe connection is just the beginning. You've helped us build something powerful, and now we want to take you beyond. Upgrade to 1 gig and get 6 months for $65 a month. No contract, no catch. It's the next step in your journey to gig and beyond. Faster speeds, stronger service, a future built right here at home.
Take the leap to gig and beyond at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber. Together, we're building a stronger connection.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's the culture of Snyder Tree Care?
As long as I'm in charge of this thing, and I've been doing this 30 years, the culture is people first. It's always people first. We're not going to make a decision to make profits over taking care of people. And it starts with our people, our employees. We offer, you know, benefits. We offer tacos or something every third Thursday when they come in from a hard day's work, just to say, hey, thanks for being part of the team. It's little things like that that seem to keep people real happy with us.
Give it to Snyder Tree Care.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. Man, there is some dumb. There are some dumb A basketball people on social media. I mean, just so friggin' stupid, with no knowledge of history or anything else. I don't know why, but Tim Duncan seems to be a target on social media at this moment. I'm not sure. I don't understand the genesis of any of this. Duncan's trending on Twitter. A lot of negativity. Apparently, there's some debate going on between Atlanta Hawks fans and Spurs fans, and some of it involves Tim Duncan. I'm not sure I understand that. And then apparently there's some other parallel conversation about Kobe Bryant versus Tim Duncan. I'm not sure how you get to that either, but that's sort of ridiculous. Now I see this guy putting a list where Steph Curry's the third greatest player of all time. And Kobe's the fourth greatest player of all time. That's almost equally funny. It's probably more funny that Curry's above Kobe, though. But yeah, I mean, this is one of the dumbest lists I've ever seen. And there's a lot of Chinese commentary in this list as well. I'm not exactly sure how that is. There's a guy here, though, on this Tim Duncan. Again, I don't know how we have anything between Tim Duncan and the Atlanta Hawks. I don't know what on earth that connection could be. But apparently there is some ongoing Twitter feed between Spurs fans and Hawks fans about Tim Duncan. So Spurs of the Moment writes, I found it. Tim Duncan has almost as many wins as the entire Hawks franchise since 2000, and he retired in 2016. Tim Duncan has 908 wins since 99-2000. The Hawks have won 946 times in the same time span. Yeah, that'll do it. Again, I'm not sure why Hawks fans would be arguing with Spurs fans, especially as it relates to Tim Duncan, and I'm not sure why there's this general hatred of Tim Duncan. You know, Tim Duncan, as Shaq said, the big fundamental, one of the greatest players ever lived. I mean, all he did is win. And he had a little bit of help with Mono and Parker, but Tim Duncan was the, without question, the leader of that basketball team and is one of the greatest players ever lived. So I don't get the hatred. I'm not sure. I wasn't there for the start of this. I basically never am. And I don't know where it began or why or any of that sort. But nonetheless, it's all nonsense. All right, Ramona. Speaking of dumb, are you ready for that story, Ramona?
I am ready.
Would you like me to interject on the we'll put a pause on the most difficult schedules and tell you. Identify. Do they tell you who this guy is by name? I believe so. I believe they do. Do they give you his name? Or is he just going to go by anonymous 27-year-old Chinese guy? Apparently he's going to just go as anonymous 27-year-old Chinese guy. But you will know momentarily why this guy is the dumbest person on the planet, Ramona. A student was rescued from a mountain. The man, identified by police only as 27-year-old as a 27-year-old Chinese student, developed altitude sickness after climbing during the peak's off season. I mean, is that not one of the dumbest things you have ever heard? And that this guy had to be rescued from the mountain.
They had to go up and get him?
Yeah.
And shouldn't passing
there,
out?
First of all, shouldn't there be a charge for that? And shouldn't, you know, yeah. You know, you're endangering rescuers' lives with your stupidity. Yes. And apparently he has this problem. Now, it's fair to say that this guy wouldn't be the only person who climbed a mountain and needed to be rescued. All right?
Yeah.
That's not novel. It does happen. It does mean you're an idiot and over your head, clearly. But that alone wouldn't make this guy the dumbest person in the world.
Okay.
What would make this guy, this particular 27-year-old Chinese guy, the dumbest guy in the world, is that this guy had to be rescued twice on the same mountain in 4 days.
He did it twice?
He went back for his phone.
I wouldn't have...
He went back for his phone, Ramona.
He went back for his cell phone? I wouldn't let him go back. Isn't there like somewhere where you have to check in?
I would somehow send him a message that says, sorry, you're dead.
We're not going back there again.
You get one shot at it. You know, again, it's dumb enough for this to happen once, Ramona. but student rescued from mountain twice in 4 days after going back to find his phone. The man identified police only as 27-year-old Chinese student, I don't know why we don't want to call him out, developed altitude sickness twice after climbing during the peak's off season. A Chinese student who was airlifted from Japan's Mount Fuji last week had to be saved a second time just 4 days later, local authorities have said. The 27-year-old climber made an emergency call on April 22nd after getting altitude sickness on the mountain on the Fuji no Maya Trail, about 3,000 meters, 10,000 feet above sea level. It's the peak's off season when officials urge people to be aware of incredibly harsh conditions. But 4 days later, police said they received another call to the mountain after the student, who has not been named, returned to look for his phone and other belongings he had left behind the first time. They said another climber found him there, unable to move, after he apparently developed altitude sickness for a second time. There is no penalty.
Oh, so the only reason he got saved the second time is somebody came across
somebody
him.
Somebody found him.
He could have been dead.
Well, he should have been dead.
Wow.
He should have been dead. He deserved
to
die.
He went back for his phone. That means he didn't have a phone when he went up there.
There is no penalty when a climber needs to be rescued, but the Chinese student case has prompted outrage on social media and calls for him to be charged, at least for his second rescue. The Shizuoka police urged all climbers to use caution, noting that the mountain has low temperatures, it's covered with snow even in spring. The mountain's hiking trails are officially open only from July to early September, but there is not a ban on off-season hiking, so it's not even officially open. Local authorities introduced entry fees and caps on the number of entrants on the most popular trail last year, and they say we'll introduce similar rules on other main trails later this season, whereas climbing off-season and off-trail has no charge. So this idiot, Ramona, the world's dumbest man, went climbed this Mount Fuji in the off season when the trails are basically unpassable to begin with.
Yeah,
he got up there and passed out because he can't handle the altitude. He had to be rescued off of the mountain. And 4 days later, you would think after some hospitalization and such, this idiot got out of the hospital and went back to the same place looking for his phone and possessions. Like he was going to find them anyway. You know what I mean?
I know. It's covered in snow or weather or whatever.
Right.
But it all looks the same up there, I'm sure.
Exactly. You know, 100%. You know. The wind and everything else, 100% all covered up with snow.
Yeah.
There's not a chance on God's green earth you're ever going to find any of that.
And you went up for your phone. Now that.
4 days later, Ramona.
Yeah.
4 days. Not even like 2 years later. 4 days later. Right. 4 days later, this moron, this 27. I mean, they're not even naming them because of the embarrassment and all, I'm sure.
So stupid.
Right. I mean, is that not the world's dumbest man?
Can you be dumber than that? Anyway, to go up there, if you have a problem, to go up there in the off season is stupid.
Yeah.
And to go back after somebody had to basically risk their life to go get you is stupid.
Texter 201, I'd like to read your text, but I can't. He summarized his name, though. Exactly. What is this? Rob says, dumb, not exactly a crook news. I'm not sure I get that. Maybe I'm missing something there in the translation. Texter says, not saying it's justified, but altitude sickness is no joke if you've never experienced it. Why go back? We're not debating whether altitude sickness is a real thing.
Yeah, we're not.
We're debating.
If he hadn't gone back, we would have, oh, man, the guy got sick and had to leave.
Look, here's the reality of it. If you climb Mount Fuji, that's not your first mountain climb. This guy was well aware that he was prone to altitude sickness in advance. He was well aware of that before he ever climbed it the first time. But he was certainly aware of it after they had to haul his pathetic A off the mountain the first time.
And then four days later,
the idiot went back to get his phone. His phone, Ramona. Not his Lamborghini. You know... He didn't go back for his Lamborghini that he left parked on top of Mount Fuji. This idiot went back for his phone.
Yeah, see, I would never go back for my phone.
Never.
I wouldn't be out there, but I wouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Let me tell you something. If I go from here to my house, all right, and leave my phone here, I'm not going back for my phone.
it's here, it's not.
Who freaking cares, right? I mean, I'm definitely not climbing Mount Fuji a second time after I know that authorities had to haul my pathetic, idiotic A off
and
the mountain the first
time. Sick. Why would you want to get sick twice anyway?
I mean, this guy.
I'd say, well, I ain't
this
doing
guy
anymore.
Was
I didn't
dead.
Know
right? He was dead if this other idiot didn't find him.
Well, that other guy didn't have the problems.
Right,
he did.
But it's still off season, and they're still advising people that they should not be climbing at this time.
Well, I did it off season. It wasn't good enough to say you climbed the mountain. You have to do it off season.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Which he would brag about, but when he didn't, he's anonymous. Though.
Spike said he needed to go back for his cell in case he got stuck on another mountain.
Yeah, more than one cell, dude. Go back up there.
Come on. I mean, isn't that?
I bet those rescue people were like, "You've got to be kidding me!" The same dude.
Right. Right. Can there be anybody dumber
that is
than
very
this guy?
Stupid.
I mean, as I said. I would prove conclusively who the dumbest man on earth is. It's just
absolutely
inarguably. I have no idea what SEC troll lover is doing except probably trolling. I don't know what this means. He wrote, thinking, we actually shouldn't criticize him for hiking a mountain. Huh?
We're not.
Right. That's not
he
what
he got
happened.
Sick
right.
one time.
Right.
Had to be rescued.
Right.
Putting everybody else
in danger.
Yeah,
he put everybody else in danger twice.
And then
we 100% should be criticizing
him. It happened
again. Anybody with an IQ over 20 should be criticizing him. Only IQ below 20, not criticizing this guy.
If you got mountain climbing skills, that's fine. Right. Go ahead, climb as many mountains as you want.
And you don't pass out when you get there.
Yeah.
But this guy knew he'd pass out when he got there and passed out twice. And put authorities in danger twice to go save his sorry, pathetic egg.
Yeah, didn't I see you on the news having to be carried out of here?
Look,
up here again.
Look, the second time anybody makes a call on this guy's behalf, the answer is no. Sorry, we just did this 4 days ago.
Yeah, and what if something happened to one of them?
They're
trying to help him.
Well, that's the point. That 100% puts their lives at risk.
There's a reason why they don't have why it's off season.
Right. Right. This might be the dumbest individual. I've done this stuff a long time. This might be the dumbest individual I've ever heard about. You know, it's bad enough once. The whole thing is bad enough once. And again, he passed out the first time. You know, And yet, 4 days later, this moron climbed the same mountain under the same conditions to look for his now completely buried cell phone. Where he passed out again and would have died.
His cell phone.
Because he didn't have his phone anymore. He would have died.
Yeah, he didn't have a way to
think about this.
Call.
Second time he had no way to even contact anybody.
Right.
He would have died except for some other nutcase is up there at the same time and actually happened to find him, come across him.
Wow.
And that individual, who still had his cell phone, used it to call for help, and they went and saved this loser again. The second time, they should have just let him die.
How do you even have cell service in a place like
that? I have no idea. I don't have cell service at my house.
I know.
I can't even use a cell phone at my house. I don't have cell phone, let alone on top of Mount Fuji. I don't have the slightest idea what the answer to that is. Maybe the Chinese are a lot further ahead of us than I think. You know, maybe they're way.
Yeah,
they maybe they're
towers
like
everywhere.
Right. They have towers up on top of Mount Fuji. Apparently, I have no idea. I don't have any concept of how you utilize a cell phone. Like I said, I can't like get reception on my cell phone unless I walk down my driveway, you know, or walk out into a corner That's of my crazy. Backyard.
You're like the last person on the planet that has a home phone.
Right. Well, I have to. I don't have a choice. I don't have cell phone reception. But these people apparently can get through on top of Mount Fuji. Yeah, I don't know. They must have different phones than I do. I mean, the other day,
they're
Ramon,
closer to the satellite.
That's right. Well, the other day on Twitter, I saw a $20,000 phone.
What?
Yeah, a $20,000 phone. It came in really nice boxes. This woman was opening up, unpacking this cell phone. She had to unpack like four boxes. It came in a box inside a box inside a box. And then you got to this $20,000 phone, which looked just like pretty much every other phone.
Did it have like diamonds all over
No, no, no. It wasn't bejeweled.
Yeah, yeah.
quick break. I think it's Aaron when we get back. Walter Petula Road Rage will be back.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hi, friends. Mickey Poller here. We'd love for you to join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Poller Show right here on The Roar. We're going to review the sports weekend, review the trip to Truist Park and the Braves and the Yankees series. We're going to review the British Open from Royal Port Rush. Our guest will be Dr. Steve Martin, our sports med segment brought to you by Arthrex. Also, get you caught up on everything else that happened over the sports weekend. We'd be delighted if you join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Poller Show right here on The Roar.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles?
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour.
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Prepare to journey beyond reality. Interstellar Echoes proudly presents a mind-bending tribute to the legendary sounds of Pink Floyd. From iconic hits to rare deep cuts, their meticulously crafted performance brings the magic of Floyd to life, note for note, light for light, story for story. Don't miss this immersive concert experience. Live at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, July 26th. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPack.com. Interstellar Echoes. Hear the legend, feel the pulse.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit LowCountryMale.com.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Ramona, I just had a really disturbing thought.
What's that?
This idiot still hasn't found his phone.
He ain't got his phone. He needs his phone. His contacts
are
in it.
What I'm saying is another climb in his future.
He's going to try
in
it
the
again.
Spring. In the, under the spring thaw, he'll be out there looking for his phone again. It'll be a third time. They'll have to carry this loser.
Maybe he's got some sort of thing like, I'm going to do this no matter what happens. Well, but he keeps dragging poor rescue people out there to help him.
I mean, again, this guy has to be the world's biggest idiot. There's just no way around that. It's just, and he should be, you know, people are outraged about him. They should be. They
should be. He should be banned for that mountain.
He should be charged. He should be in jail. That's where he should be. And he should pay enormous fines as well. Aaron, how are you, Aaron? Good to have you.
Hey, well, how's it going, man?
Good, Aaron. Thank you for getting in.
I was calling in with a question, but after hearing this story, man, that's probably one of the dumbest stories I think I've ever heard. And I've heard some pretty dumb ones, man. Yeah, but I have a theory. I've come up with a theory. You know, maybe he went back for the cell phone. Maybe he has real footage of that there's a real Yeti, you know? maybe that's what he went back. He's a young guy. Might have a TikTok, you know?
Yeah,
he's
maybe.
Trying to get rich.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
I heard your story. You know, you have personal experience with a Bigfoot, so you know, maybe so,
or something. Yes, yes. Yeah, we don't talk about that, Aaron. Thanks for bringing that up.
My bad. Nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Aaron. Even now, there are nights that I'll drive home and it will suddenly hit me, and it's just like this flashback, and I'll be like, What was that? Like I got to live the rest of my life. I'm never going to know what on earth that was that night.
I mean, you just have to call the Bigfoot hunters out there to search the property.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was going to call. Well, I had a quick question about PJ Hall, man. I've been watching a little bit of the summer league.
Playing well.
Not for PJ necessarily. I was watching Khan and see how he fared, but saw PJ had a pretty good performance. I was going to see what you thought about his chances of making a squad.
Well, look, I think he's very skilled offensively as a 6'10 guy, and this league now requires that big guys be able to shoot, to play this sort of stretch four role, and I think he's capable of doing that. I mean, he's an extremely skilled player offensively at 6'10. The dilemma for PJ comes on the other side of the ball and from a rebounding standpoint. And those are the areas he needs to get better in. But anybody who can shoot the ball like he can at 6'10" has a chance in this NBA.
So do you think he's on the two-way? Or?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Walt. Yep. Thank you. I just want to get in with the theory.
Yeah, I like your theory, Aaron. Thank you. Good job. Good talking to you. Yeah, it's that is one of the more unbelievable things I've ever heard. And there's just no explanation for it. I mean, again, Ramona, like I said, he didn't forget his Lamborghini. You know,
he
didn't lose his fiance's diamond engagement ring. You know what I mean? It was even that you go buy another one. You know, but a phone.
How are you gonna find a phone? Like you say, how are you gonna find a phone?
A guy who knows he has an issue, a medical issue. He knows he can't do what he's doing, He gets out of the hospital because, again, you have to assume that this guy was hospitalized.
Right, after for all the effects.
Right, after he was dragged off the mountain, that he was hospitalized at the very least for checkup and medical checkup. He gets out of the hospital, and the first thing he does is he reclimbs the same mountain to look for his phone.
I wouldn't have told that. I don't know what I would have said. I would have said I was delirious and wanted to see if I could actually do it.
Yeah.
That's better than saying I went up for my phone.
Well, I don't think he was able to say anything. Other people found him. Remember, he was
he was
basically in a coma.
And the guy said, "Man, don't you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
I might not have found you." He probably said, "My phone's on the mountain somewhere."
Yeah, he said, "Don't you have a cell phone?" Yeah. He said, "Yeah, it's over there somewhere."
Yeah. I've been looking for it. That's why I came back up here. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine any of this. When I read I almost
that
choked.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You know, and I knew when I started reading this story, there were people out there who listened and thinking, "Yeah, but Walt, that happens with some degree of frequency," I was holding back the ace from on. I had the ace in the hole. I was holding back the second trip up the mountain.
Yeah, I know.
When I first told it, I made it seem like, this guy made one trip up the mountain.
Two days
later.
That's the point.
For his phone.
For his phone.
Now, again, if it was for his girlfriend, that somehow she was left up there.
And she was left up there. Tell everybody that she was still up there.
Yeah,
and
even
they were
his
like,
dog.
No, come on.
Yeah,
and,
his girlfriend or his dog that somehow got lost on the mountain after that first time. Yeah.
They didn't know they were up there.
Yeah, then you go back.
Yeah, then you try back.
Depending on the girlfriend.
If you're about to break up with her, that
right.
saves you
right.
a ton.
Right, depending on the status of that relationship at the moment.
Breakups are hard.
I don't want to go save her, but I do need my phone.
She's got my phone. I went up there to kill my girlfriend, and she's got my phone in her purse. Darn it, I got to go back up there.
Oh, Lord. Michael, good to have you as always.
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for getting in.
He went back up to the mountain to get that $20,000 phone you was talking about.
Yeah, that's apparently so. You must have had that phone. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know there was such a thing. I would love to know what makes a $20,000 cell phone a $20,000 cell phone.
Right. It must have. I don't know. That's wild.
Yeah.
But what is the probability of Shamar Stewart going back to college, and what would happen if he was to get hurt?
Yeah.
How would the Beagles work that out?
Yeah, I talked about this a little bit. I think that was last week. This story actually started, I don't know the gentleman's name, but it started with one of the participants on the Cover 3 podcast. He brought up the possibility. He had talked to some people, and Shamar Stewart was back at A&M. That's not uncommon for ex-players to go back and work out at their schools. But he was under the impression that it was more than that, and that that it was conceivable that Shamar Stewart might want to challenge this process. One of the other participants said in response to that they didn't think that you could get away with challenging the National Football League in court. And that might be the case. But, what's interesting is that story apparently went a little viral. And then some of the people who cover the NFL started getting involved in it and talking about whether this was actually possible, whether Shamar Stewart in this unique case could return to Texas A&M. So I don't think it's likely, but I wouldn't rule it out at this point, Michael.
Yeah, and knock on wood, not with the injury. If he did go back to college, what would the Bengals do if he was to suffer an injury while playing back in college? Could they release him? Cause, I mean, they can't release him. He's not signed, right?
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, maybe they deal his rights. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happens. I still find it unlikely. There would also be a timing issue here. College football is getting ready to begin. And so in order to be able to do this, you would have to win a court battle, and I'm sure you could ask for an expedited decision. But whether that any of that's really feasible, I don't know, especially if the NFL is suggesting that you can't do it. Because I don't, the NFL basically never loses court battles. Ask Maurice Claret.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure they'll find some type of loopholes to justify their reasoning.
Yeah.
And this is not a good look on the Bengals. I mean,
yep. Yep. 100%.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Good talking to you as always. DeVito says, obviously he took photos of Godzilla fighting Sasquatch on his cell phone. Yeah, that could be. That could be. Scott says, Walt, his girlfriend was at the Coldplay concert. Maybe. You know, honestly, my first thought about her was, doesn't she have a really big chin?
I didn't look that up, so I have no idea.
There was like a team photo of them at the company, and there were like six of them, and she had the biggest chin of all six. Bigger than any of the men. Yeah, I just, sorry. When look, here's the deal. And maybe call me petty, whatever, but when a woman has a chin like Sergeant Slaughter, I'm out.
Who's that?
All the people on the text line will know. Look up Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay.
Look up Sergeant Slaughter. If a female has a chin like Sergeant Slaughter, that's no good. That's can't do that. Can't get past that. I don't care about any of the rest of it. Chin.
Oh God.
Did you see? You saw the Sergeant Slaughter chin?
Yes, yeah. I see it. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Chin like Sergeant Slaughter, and
that's bad.
Yeah, and you're out. I can't. What is this? Me and the coworkers. that's sort of funny. Good for you and the coworkers. Lots to get to. And by the way, I appreciate all you people the last 4 weeks. I mean, like I said, I thought I was dying. People all goat, you know, all this stuff. The response has been unbelievable. Appreciate everything that you people suck. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And as far as I know, I'm actually not dying. Lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, Ramona, when we get back, Texas said, I just spit my Gatorade all over my dash about her chin and Sergeant Slaughter. LMAO. Ramona had no idea who Sergeant Slaughter was, but she had a chin a little like that. When the woman has a chin a little like Sergeant Slaughter, that's what we call in the business a no fly zone. It's an entirely different take on a military term. We have lots to get to. We're gonna talk about mushroom killings when we get back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmas,